Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning into our boardroom chat once again. I tell you what, people really enjoy these boardroom chats everywhere I go. People say, I really like those things you and Kathy do, the boardroom chats, the faith, the facts, glorious living and all the different things. And we thank you for tuning in. And I'm always thinking television, this is social media.
Well, they're still kind of tuning in, too, I guess, in a sense.
Anyway, just such a blessing. I want to ask you a question, Kathy.
Okay.
Have you ever been sick and tired of being sick and tired?
Yes.
Okay, what's your answer to it?
Oh. Well, I'll just make it. It's a decision. I don't know what I was going to tell. It's a decision.
I decide to frame
my day with my words.
Hallelujah.
To trust God and to not go by how I feel, but go by what I believe.
Talk to me, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. What are we talking about today?
Galatians 6.
Okay.
I want to start reading.
That's all I knew, Galatians 6.
Yeah, nobody knows. I didn't know neither till I just walked in here.
Well, good.
Galatians 6, blah, blah, blah. Galatians chapter 6, verse 5. Excuse me, verse 6. Let him that is taught in the word. Are you taught in the word?
Of course.
That's good. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Then it says, be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Verse 9 is where I want to get to.
Okay.
And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
Hmm.
That's the answer to being sick and tired of being sick and tired.
I refuse to be sick and tired.
Yeah. You get weary in well-doing. I notice a lot of people don't seem to get weary in bad doing. They seem to do that every day and seem to enjoy it sometime. You know what I'm saying? But you get weary in well doing. And I refuse to be weary. I've had many opportunities to fail. You've heard me say this 1,000 times. But I just don't receive it. That doesn't mean things don't happen to me. Let me just tell you what happened. This morning, man, we just been on the road traveling and all got back. And I took a little ladder out, and I throw my suitcase up like this, up on the top up there, you know,
and
to get it out.
And it's a big suitcase.
Well, you know, whatever. And I was on this.
It was empty.
So when I threw it like this, I went up there and I went, oh, good. And the ladder went over, and boy, and I busted my arm. Did y'all see this thing? It blew, busted my leg. And Kathy came and said, yo, fool.
I did not. I said, what were you thinking? Why does that have to be at the very top shelf?
I don't know. And everything. But
got to reorganize that closet.
Yeah, I guess so. But I mean, so you're hurting? Yeah. But that's all part of it, you know. And I thought, am I getting old enough? I'm starting to fall down a lot?
You need to start acting your age.
Yeah, acting my age?
Learn your age. You don't throw big luggage over your head on a short ladder.
On a very
because you're gonna lose your balance. Even a young person could fall on that thing.
Oh yeah, it was. But I was just wanting to get it up there.
I'm just thankful that you're okay.
Well, I was not weary and well doing. I knew that suitcase needed to get up there.
No, it did not.
For in due season, I'm gonna reap what? Pain.
No.
If we faint not, that is the secret to every prayer you pray.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get weary. Get cheery. There you go. That's a nice little, I was a poet and I didn't even know it.
Don't worry up, cheer up.
Yeah.
Don't give up, cheer up. I've preached a sermon about that years ago.
It's simply the truth. And I find so many people, they get weary. And I think, my God, you're this close to your answer. Now watch this. This is how Satan deceives you. He tries to make you weary. Or focus on something you should not be focusing on.
Mm.
And I always say this, if you focus on your priorities, you eliminate all your confusion. See, when you know where you're going, you're gonna know when you get there. I find many Christian people, they don't know where they're going. So they don't know when they get there. Sometimes we call it church hopping, trying to find something that they've already found. You know, and looking for a perfect church when there is none. Or looking to always have your ears hear nice thing. No, all of us need correction at times. So sometimes some things will come across the pulpit. It may seem hard, but it's for your benefit so you can grow to the fullness of the stature of Christ. That's why I said, let him that is taught in the word communicate, see? And that's what it's all about. I mean, most kids always got a problem with some teacher somewhere in their school. But the teacher probably said something they didn't like or they had to learn. and they had to discipline themselves and commit themselves to learn that, see? So that's what I'm saying. You don't get weary in well-doing. How come you didn't get weary trying to get me saved?
Well, I just kept looking at my answer. That was not an option to me.
That's a good question.
Just wasn't an option to me if you would get saved. It was when. And that was a real revelation to me because I knew that everything that you were doing, the Lord gave me an understanding of that as a young believer, that everything that he was doing was a result of not knowing Jesus.
Right.
And so that really gave me the strength to not get weary in well-doing. And this word weary, I'm looking in my notes for the Dake's Bible. It says that that word weary means lose heart. It's translated faint. So that's another whole thing. People have passed out faint before the answer comes. They give up.
Yeah.
Too soon. And basically the whole idea is I refuse to be sick and tired. I refuse to give up. I refuse to be weary or faint because I have a promise. And, you know, you have to have that attitude when you approach anything. You know, people even in the world apply these same principles because they keep focused on their vision. And we have the Word of God. We have the Holy Spirit. We have Jesus helping us. So as a believer, we should never want to be part of that crowd that gives up.
Right.
That faints. We always have to keep our focus on the prize.
Well, anybody can quit, can't they? Pretty simple. I mean, you know, if you want to be a loser, it's very simple. Just don't do nothing. If you want to be a winner, you have to discipline yourself. You have to commit not only to the goal that you're looking at, but you got to commit to yourself that I can do this. And, you know, why is it hard? Well, because it's worth working for.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And when you understand that, you get your destiny and you reach your destination.
Well, I like what it says in verse 9, for in due season
right.
we shall reap. That means your answer is coming. You're going to receive your answer. Harvest or sure. If you sowed a seed, due season's coming. A farmer that sows a seed, you know, they prepared the ground.
Right.
They went to the feed store, I guess, to get really good seed. The seeding seed.
Seeding seeds, what they call
it. And so they take the time and the energy to do that, and then they keep it watching over it. So they expect, they're not fainting because they know the principle works in the vegetable kingdom.
Or
sure. It works in every part of the God's kingdom. Everything he created works with that seed principle. In the same way the gardener or the farmer plants that seed, you expect it to come up. It's going to reap. So don't faint. Don't give up. Keep on believing. Don't get sick and tired.
Of being sick and tired.
Well, be sick and tired of being sick and tired. It's a funny little phrase, but I refuse to be sick and tired. I refuse to be weary. I refuse to give up.
Right. Well, like
tenacity.
I said, anybody can quit.
Persistency.
You know, I like to watch those.
Endeavor to persevere. That's
a phrase
we use.
That's the outlaw Josie Wales. That's that
endeavor
movie.
Endeavor to persevere.
The old Indian guy said that.
Endeavor
to persevere.
So we use that a lot, you know, because we use movie phrases
oh,
a lot
we love
between
movies,
each
yeah.
other because it like triggers. It's not funny how a word can trigger a memory, trigger a thought, inspire you. And so even in the natural things like
when
that
you
happen.
Said trigger, you know what I thought of?
The horse.
Yes, Oral Rogers' horse, Trigger. I like that.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I did like
You're
that horse.
Try to stay focused, people.
I'm enjoying myself.
It is an impossibility sometimes.
I fell off a ladder, excuse me.
I'm just glad you're here.
Yeah, thank God. Praise the Lord. So when you understand how to not be weary,
uh-huh.
I just take the Word of God at face value. And I've said this many times, and it's a very important statement. Never mix faith and time. You've heard me say that before. Because time will become your enemy, because it will weary you. See what I'm saying? And then Satan can steal what's right there. Or you faint. Now, I've never fainted in my life. Have you ever fainted?
No, I've never fainted.
I don't know how some people say, boom, and they're just on the ground, you know? And then they wake up or something, like as if nothing happened. I've never fainted in any way, shape, or form. But in the fainting time is when you lose, you see?
Right.
And usually the answer comes when you're knocked out. And all of a sudden he steals it, and you think, well, it never came. Mm-hmm. When it did come. And all you have to do is receive. What you looking at, my hair? She's always looking.
Did you fall on this side of your body? Huh, body? Because I see a little red mark right there.
Probably my head hit the ground.
I asked you earlier, did you hit your head?
Yeah, I hit my head.
But you said no at the time.
No, that's why I don't remember.
You didn't you didn't notice that you were noticing the other part.
But see, I was worried about that stuff. You know, I don't.
Well, I'm just looking.
Complain.
I gotta look out for the boy.
The boy. Praise God. Hallelujah.
It's one of my jobs.
It's one of your jobs.
It's a high. It's you keep me busy.
I do. I do keep you busy, my Lord. She works for me. It's wonderful when your wife works for you. From 9 to 5, you can tell her what you want, but after 5, you can't go home. But other than that, we do pretty well, don't we? No, we don't argue that much.
If you quit saying stuff like that, we get along pretty good.
Yeah, I know what you say. We do get along pretty good.
Yes.
I think we really do.
Yes.
Most of the time. Oh, every once in a while, you know, you get a little stubborn, but other than
yes, we do.
Yes, we do. Let's go back to the word, dear. Praise God. Before she knocks me off the chair.
No, I was concerned about you.
Oh, you were?
And I'm glad
you.
And we prayed.
Do I have a mark on my face?
You do have a little red mark right here. But we prayed and we believed. I know you're going to recover fully.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
I can tell you got all your faculties.
I got all my faculties. Praise the Lord. Now, the reason.
Thank God. Yes. You know, the enemy does come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But even when accidents happen, we can trust God to restore us to wholeness. And that's what we always believe.
Well, I also busted my leg, you know, and I'd throw it up on this table, but I would hurt myself if I did.
You don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that. No, I don't think I could.
Learn
do that.
Your age, Jesse.
Learn my age. Yeah, people, I'm 75 years old. I can't believe it. 75 years old, and I'm still here.
And nobody wants to see your leg.
No, I'm for sure. Praise God. And it's not a pretty thing.
He got shorts on, you know. It's hot here still in South Louisiana, so he wears running shorts.
Running.
What do you call lounging shorts?
Yeah, whatever. You call them, I don't know what you call them.
They're not underwear.
They're not underwear.
Casual clothes.
Yeah, and I used to think that girls wore shorts so they could show off their legs.
Where is that
Since
going?
You're talking about shorts, I thought we'll get on that. I thought that's how stupid a man is. I thought that a woman wears shorts to show off her leg. But then when you live in South Louisiana, they ain't wearing shorts to show off their leg. It's hot. I mean, it's just flat hot. So, you know, you get the heat away from you. And that makes total sense.
I don't wear shorts, especially to work. It's not my best feature.
It's not her best feature. Kathy, worry about the leg. Women worry about the leg.
Hey, I'm more comfortable. I'm cold all the time. You're
hot all
the
time. You know, we should be talking about the word.
We're a great combination, yeah. But we're not weary.
We're not weary, that's for sure. In well-doing. Kathy just celebrated her 72nd birthday.
Yes.
And did you have
and
a nice time?
And now he's going to be telling everybody I'm going on 73.
I didn't say that.
Well, you usually do.
Well, you're calling those things would be
no, not. No, I'm not. I hold on to the day of.
Anyway, she had a nice time.
I'm 72.
And we went out with some friends.
With you. Yes.
And had a really wonderful.
Ate too much.
Ate too much. We always do that.
But I walked so much, I didn't gain any weight. So I'm very happy today.
Yeah, it's a blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah. And it was just nice. You know, normally we don't get a chance to do that, but we finally took the Labor Day weekend off. And and it was nice.
Very
to
nice.
Do that. In fact, I even
and then you preached on your anniversary of your 50th year.
I was
knowing
saved
the Lord.
For 50 years on Labor Day. It was such a blessing, and I decided to give my anniversary salvation to the Lord. And I preached that
your
word
new
of
birth,
life.
Birthday. Your new birth. Birthday.
My new birth. Birthday at Las Vegas. Pastor David and Vicki Sheeran.
Beautiful, sir.
And congratulations, David and Vicki and Ashley. They just got their first grandbaby.
Little Brooke.
Oh, what a blessing of the Lord it was to see the pictures and things. But he said he wasn't there. Him and Vicki, they were in Dallas, I think. That's where the baby was born.
In Texas somewhere.
Yeah, and he said, man, and so he said, Jesse, go ahead and preach at the church. So I did two Sunday morning services. We had a good time. It was such a blessing of the Lord. And I want to tell you what the Lord spoke to me.
Yeah.
You know, I was saying, thank you, Lord, for saving me. You know, I was praying that on the day, Labor Day, you know, because I had got born again in 1974, and now it's not 2024.
You got born again on a Saturday night, and you went to church the next Sunday morning.
Yes.
We went for the first time.
Well, anyway, I was just thanking the Lord.
As a believer.
And God said something to me that really touched my heart. It shook me, because I know. And he said this. He said, thanks for receiving me. Blew me away. Mm. I could have said no. Mm-hmm. You know, thank you for receiving me.
Wow.
And I've been preaching 48 years, saved 50 years. I never had the Lord say, thank you for receiving me.
That's beautiful.
But it showed me that I had the ability and still do to reject him.
Right.
And I review, and he really, he appreciated that, mm-hmm. that I allowed him to come into my heart.
Yes.
I could have went, no.
And people, yeah.
And the same thing with you. But isn't that a wonderful statement?
That is wonderful. Really, and you know, in all these 50 years, I was just thinking, because it's all connecting. Because I don't remember a time where you looked like you got weary in well-doing.
No.
You may have got frustrated about a few things, but you didn't get weary with Mm-mm. the Lord. And I don't either. I've been born again almost 52 years now myself. And so you don't get weary when your focus is on God, when you focus on His Word and His promises. Even if even if you don't have a manifestation of the promise, you're still looking toward it.
Right.
And God gives us that kind of hope. That's
it's
the
your
hope
foundation,
of the gospel.
See? What makes things work is your foundation. And the foundation that me and Kathy have is the Word of God. And you can have the same thing. We go to the Word. I've noticed something about this Bible. People think it's an old historical book. Well, it's got history in it, but it's an everyday book. It's a past, present, and future book.
It's a living book.
It's living. It's a person. Yeah. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. I mean, it's God manifested in a writing ability.
So amazing.
So, I mean, who don't want it yesterday? You know, everybody thinks like that. But when you have a promise, I don't put a COM on it and make it compromise. You see what I'm saying? I keep it in the same lane of promise. And it does come to pass in every area of my life. I mean, and listen to this, in 48 years of preaching this glorious gospel, and some of you are not going to believe what I'm about ready to say, but it's the truth. The Lord has never told me no. And I'm telling you, I look you right in the face right now as you're watching it. He's never told me no, not one time. And you know, but he asked me this sometimes. I'd go to say something, I said, I'd like to do something. And he said, well, you know, Jesse, he never told me. He said, go ahead and do it. He said, you know, you have your free will. And he said, but I'll tell you what, I said, well, Lord, I want to do your perfect will. Mm. He said, you will. And you know what? Then there were some things that the Lord said, I'd like you to think a little bit about that a little more. In other words, he wasn't telling me no. He said, just pray. So I prayed a little more and I thought a little more. And I thought, yeah, I can see that. And it's been and is a wonderful relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. See, it says you don't have time to get weary. People say the man never gets discouraged. I don't have time for that.
Right.
I don't have time. See, I didn't think, going back to fall off that ladder, well, he's sick. No, I don't even think about that.
You didn't call in sick.
No, I just got up. You get up. There's a scripture, when you fall, you shall arise.
And you did.
That was Micah 7, man. I just got up. Now my body went, ooh, you're in pain. I said, I rebuke it in Jesus' name. Maybe she was right. I probably shouldn't have done it, throwing that suitcase. And you're on a ladder, that throws you off balance and all that kind of stuff. And anyway, you know, that's neither here nor there. That didn't stop me from doing the boardroom chat.
That's right.
And I'm not bragging on that. It's just that I really received the Lord Jesus Christ in my life. And I'm going back to that statement. Thank you for receiving me. Mm-hmm. Ooh, man, it ministered to me.
That's so
good. It was
good.
A special day for God.
Amen.
And it was a special day for me.
You know, we think about getting born again, how it affects us, but we don't stop and think about how does God feel about it.
How it affects him.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah,
think about that. That he cares enough that about each one of us that we take the time to receive him.
Because
he knows what's best for us.
Well, the best thing in the world is if you have a child, and they may be out playing in the yard with their friend, and they just come running, and they don't even know what they're going to say. They run, they go, love your mama, love your daddy, and out the door again. That just makes you feel so good because you didn't say, tell me you love me. You know, and I think that's what the Lord was saying. Thank you for receiving me. It was like me running into his house and say, you know, and hey, you know, thank you for saving me. And he said, well, thank you for receiving me.
Yeah.
And that's a blessing
that
of the Lord.
That reminds me of that the centurion servant who came to Jesus, wanted him to heal his son. I think it was his son or his servant. Some people, commentaries think it was a son. And he says, you don't have to come to me. Just send the word.
Yeah.
He says, and my servant shall be healed. And so Jesus marveled at it. And he said, I've not found so great a faith, no, not in all of Israel. So he was marveling at it. So really, this centurion received Jesus.
He received his word. Healing.
He received his word.
That's
and when you receive God's word, it blesses him. How much it blessed Jesus that day when he heard that. When someone would just believe his word and act on it, it just blesses him. So think about how we believe his word about salvation so much that we say, Lord Jesus, forgive me my sins. Come into my heart. I want you to be the Lord of my life. That's something that we do, and it blesses God.
Well, you know, I've had some people say, you know, you guys, you and Kathy, y'all give to the church a lot. You give to people, you give to... Yeah. Why? Opportunity. See, that's in this Galatians chapter 6. I want to read to you. You know, firstly, let us not be weary in well-doing, verse 9. For due season we shall reap if we faint not. And I love verse 10. As we therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. So to me, when an offering is received in the church or wherever, I don't think of it, oh, man, I'm going to lose some of my money. I don't want to give. I go, look, an opportunity to be a blessing, especially to those of the household of faith, people that just simply believe.
Right. I love the way that's all read in the Amplified. I'd like to read verse 9 and 10 in the Amplified. It says, let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint in acting nobly and doing right. For in due time and at the appointed season we shall reap if we do not loosen and relax our courage and faint.
Praise God.
Verse 10 says, so then as occasion and opportunity open up to us, let us do good morally to all people, and not only being useful and profitable to them, but also doing what is for their spiritual good and advantage. Be mindful to be a blessing, especially to those of the household of faith, those who belong to God's family with you, the believers. So it's talking about every type of doing good, including giving.
Moral and giving, everything.
Yes,
yeah,
everything.
To be a blessing. I want to make this not for you here, something. We got a thunderstorm going over. There's a lot of rain here in New Orleans today. So if you hear that, not, look at that. Now it's starting to quiet down. I don't know if you heard that. It's not Kathy roaring. or our stomach going, roar. It just keeps coming down. So we don't stop. We just keep going. Even if we make mistakes and blow it, we let you see it. Mm-hmm. Hey, we let you see the bloopers. It doesn't make no difference to us.
That doesn't happen that often.
No, it doesn't happen
sometimes,
often.
Remember the time your chair fell?
Yeah, one time I was on the board one time. Wham!
Something happened. I don't know if you touched it or whatever.
I don't know. It's kind of that you press a button to go up.
You adjust the height.
And all of a sudden, Kathy was taller than me for the first time in her life.
It was a good moment.
It was a good moment. It's a blessing. So, you know.
No, I don't care about being taller than you. Well, I like you being just a little taller.
Yeah, it would be nice. I would love that. I got a friend of mine.
Eye to eye as if I'm wearing high heels.
People my age love my hair. They say the man has got a lot of hair.
How did they get on the hair?
Okay, I'm going to tell you about tall. Well, I got a friend of mine that's 6'5", but his hair is thinning. And I tell him, I said, Marty, you know, I said, and he looks good. His hair looks good. I said, he said, man, I wish I had your hair. I'm a little older than Marty, I think so. And I said, I'll tell you what, I'll give you this hair, go ball as ball can be, if you'll give me your height. I'd like to be 6'5", once in my life. You know what I'm saying? And we all kind of laugh about that. But, you know, we have such a good time. I've learned to accept people the way they are in any way, shape, or form, because I may have an opportunity to be a blessing, even in the ones that don't treat me right. I'll never forget that time. Remember we went and eat, I think it was Mother's Day. Meredith was with us.
Oh, yeah.
And
it was Mother's Day.
I think it was Mother's Day. Anyway, to make a long story short, the place was jam-packed, and we was waiting quite a while. All of a sudden, we called the waitress over, and they said, she said, I'm sorry, the other waitress took your food.
Yeah, so we had to wait unusually long time.
Because someone ordered the same thing we did and took it. So now we had to wait another 25 minutes. So Meredith, this is when she was young. She was real small. I don't know, maybe, 10 years old?
Eight or 10. Eight,
she said, "You don't give her a she's not doing good. Don't give her a good tip." I said, Meredith, that's not her fault. That was the kitchen. We're going to bless her.
Someone else's fault, right.
It was someone. And she said, oh, yeah, I never thought of it like that. She said, well, I'm not going to miss an opportunity to be,
a blessing, yeah.
Now, I don't like people take advantage of me. I don't come to have people come and say, would you bless me? No, I mean, you know, God tell me to. That's fine.
Who are you looking at?
I'm thinking.
Okay,
that's what I'm looking
sorry.
At. You know, and
I'm giving him a hard time. I shouldn't do that because you fell down. What am I thinking?
You're about ready to fall down yourself.
No, I don't
push you off. Oh, Gabby fell down. Oh. Let's just shout. Praise God.
Hey, I didn't shout. I was prayed for you. Oh, yeah, I was compassionate. I was upset that you had done that.
Yeah, no, you said, she prayed for me like this, Lord, touch him.
I did not.
She's beating on me too, you know.
I did not.
But you don't remember.
Why do you make people think I did that?
You don't remember?
I remember. No, I did not.
Okay.
I did not.
If y'all pray for her, you know. I'm enjoying
he must have
myself today.
His head.
See, the devil thinks I should be in pain. He thinks I should be, I don't let nothing.
We don't get weary in well doing.
Oh, it wasn't well doing the fall. But I tell you what, I'm not going to honor the fall by complaining about it all day.
Sounds like you are.
No, it doesn't.
No, I'm kidding. No, you show after show, like show your bobo.
My bobo. A bobo. I hadn't heard that word in quite a while. Bobos, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Let's
see,
get back to the word.
See, the difference between me and you, if I had a scrape, I'd be wearing a long sleeve. You wear a short sleeve. Show everybody.
Oh, I don't. It don't make no difference, Lord Jesus, you know.
But it's a good illustration.
It is a very good
message
illustration.
The Lord put on your heart today.
Yeah, because I see so many people being sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Right.
You can see it happening, you know. And there's, I learned also a new word. We took Kathy, took her out, and we were shopping and eating. And we stayed a little too long. We didn't eat. We had six of us, two other couples with us. And I heard a word I've never heard before. So we're sitting there, and I noticed everybody was kind of getting a little stressed out, waiting on the food, because we were hungry. We didn't eat that night before till way too much, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And one of the ladies said, everybody here is hangry. Instead of hungry, angry,
they combined hungry and angry together because we were on edge.
When you get hungry, it's like a baby, hey, where the food, you know?
Especially you.
Not me. She calls me Fred Flintstone.
Yeah, because you know in the cartoon, whenever Fred came home from school, Wilma had to put those ribs on the table. From work, she had to throw those ribs on the table. Wilma, ready to eat.
I mean, my God, man, you know how some people are. You when you're hungry,
when you're hungry, it's like a switch goes on. Prompt. You got.
Yeah,
to
when
right
you're hungry,
then.
She don't want me to taste it. She wants me to sit down, and at the table. And serve it to me. There ain't nobody in the house. I can't take a little piece of something. But I notice if she's cooking bacon, I look over there, I see her, I can see from the back of her head.
I'm just sampling.
She's sampling. I can't sample. You know what I'm saying? Y'all pray for me. I need help. Praise God. What a blessing of the Lord. Let us not be weary.
That's right.
Weary.
Don't be weary. Those that song he said. Young girls, they
young
do
girls
get
get weary wearing that same old funky dress.
You got to try
a little tenderness.
So remember that.
See, you just hit me again.
No, it's on the other underside. Oh, yeah. You call that a hit?
This is the arm that
you
hurts.
You call that a hit? You want to see a hit?
No.
I'm joking.
We just enjoy that. So, hallelujah, glory. Y'all pray for my wife. But anyway, God is so good and gracious. And the reason why we're putting humor in this, because weary is not fun.
It's not.
Weary is a pain, and it's, you know, wherever you want to place the pain, you know, it is. It's a pain in the neck or lower, you know, whatever, you know. It doesn't make any difference. You thought that was funny?
I'm just getting tickled.
What's that?
Yes, it was funny.
Yeah, it's a pain. You know, but you got to try a little tenderness. You got to try a little tenderness. And the reason why I want you to be, because you need to laugh.
That's right.
Because you're about ready to kill your husband. No. So you need to laugh. You know, you got weary with the boy. No. You just want to be nice. Don't do that. And you'll be blessed. You'll have an opportunity to be a blessing. One time, Kathy was mad at me, and I gave her an opportunity to repent. And she did. She said, I'm sorry, Jen. And I went, I pardon you. And she got mad again. Yeah, I thought it was funny.
I want to read verse 8.
Oh, yeah, she's going to read the word.
In the Amplified, for he who sows to his own flesh, lower nature sensuality will from the flesh reap decay.
Yes.
And ruin and destruction. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life.
That is correct.
So let's sow to the Spirit, not to the flesh, get weary in well-doing.
In well-doing.
Just focus on the Word of God. Never give up.
So,
always keep going forward, and you will reap if you faint not.
So what good thing you're going to do today, even though you might be weary? You know?
You don't go by how you feel.
You go by what you believe. Say that again.
You do not go by what you feel, you go by what you believe. And if you believe the Word of God, you're situation, no matter how difficult, how hard it is, it will change.
Okay, and here's some testimonies of what things were people were believing for, and it changed. Read some of that.
Okay, George says, I just want to say thank you both for being so blessed. I love listening to you both. Since I've been a partner, I've been debt-free.
Praise
thank you, Jesse. Thank you, Jesus. And this one says, Sonja says, watching from Iceland. Patricia is watching from Australia. And Ingrid says, Brother Jesse and Sister Kathy, thank you so much for everything you bring into our family with your teachings. We love you both. You have become the favorite preacher of my 13-year-old child.
That's a pretty big compliment there for a child.
I love that.
A man my age and stuff like that. Listen, we would, even though we laugh and say a lot of things, there's a teaching in this.
Yeah.
So you don't you laugh with us and joke, but remember, there will come a time when maybe you, what do you do when the shout's gone? You laugh. And louder, and that weariness will go away and you'll be blessed. But read that.
I love
that
this
lady
one from
said,
Steph.
This is amazing. Watch
says,
this.
Says, one day I was looking in the mirror and I noticed my necklace was too short and would fall in my collar. I thought, I would like a necklace with a longer chain. Then I thought, I've never had a cross necklace. I went to work and a dear friend showed up the same day. She asked if I could go to lunch. At lunch, she gave me a small box and said, the Lord told me to get this for you. I opened it, and it was a cross necklace with a long chain, and it also had a diamond in the middle of the cross.
Isn't that nice?
I started bawling, and she said it must have been the Lord. I realized God spoke to her a week in advance. God knows what we need, and I didn't even ask.
Isn't that
Isn't
amazing?
That beautiful?
What the Bible said in Isaiah 65:24, before you ask, I will answer.
You will answer.
That's just such a blessing.
Amen.
I hope you enjoyed today. And I mean, you know, we put a little humor in, and because we're just normal people, you know.
I don't think we're that normal.
We're not that normal.
Who wants to be normal?
Yeah, it's true. But I felt it in my spirit that some of you are weary, and I'd like to pray for you right now.
Yeah.
If you don't mind. Father, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
I ask you to go through this boardroom chat, wherever people are viewing this.
Yes.
And if they're physically sick, heal their body.
Thank you, Lord.
They're financially distraught, bless them in the city, in the field, going in, going out. They're worried about their kids not coming to the Lord. Lord, remind them of the promise that they have.
Yes.
Down the children down to 1,000 generations.
Yes.
Father,
yes.
I just thank you, Lord, and I speak joy.
Yes.
And I speak strength, because the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yes.
And Lord, I thank you that the time is being sped up for all their prayers to be answered. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, partners, once again, for helping us do these shows. Without your faithful financial support, we couldn't do any of this stuff. And I mean that sincerely. And I hope me and Kathy say thank you enough. If you'd like to be a partner, we give people an opportunity every time. You can go to jdm.org. That's our website. And if you want to donate, you can hit the donate button. You can use PayPal if you want to do that. Or you can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one. Mm-hmm. Or you can use what Kathy does. She likes the JDM apps where you can select the giving you want. Or you can do what I do. I just mail in an old-fashioned check, use the post office or something like that. Whatever you do is greatly appreciated, because we've asked the Lord for every dollar given to our ministry. Give us a soul into the kingdom.
Yes.
And he's doing that. And he's just such a blessing of the Lord.
Yeah, and God is increasing our outreach. I think just last month we had
2.5 million
more.
That's right.
More views.
That's right. Over 77 million people have contacted us from January 2020 to the end of August 2024.
And we used to increase 1 million a month. Then it was 2 million. Now it's 2.4 million.
Then
it's
2.5 now.
Yeah, 2.5 now.
It's
increasing. Happening. More people are hearing the good news. More people's lives are being changed, and they're sharing it with people.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
So if this program or any of our programs are blessing you, please share it with someone. It may make the difference in someone's life, whether they give up or they keep on going.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about.
Don't be weary in well-doing. You're going to reap if you faint not.
And you're going to stop being sick and tired of being
sick and tired,
okay?
Amen.
Jesse and Kathy saying, we love you. See you next time. God bless.
Bye-bye.